Just a few more practical issues that, again, we've heard a lot from oncologists. Bert, way high up on the list is the use of sorafenib in Child's PUB. What do we know about it, and how do you approach it yourself?
Yeah, unfortunately, we know relatively little. Our biggest data set is Gideon, and if you look at the entire group of Child PUB patients, the median survival, you know, obviously all treated with sorafenib, is 4.5 months. To me, that suggests that this is just a patient population that does poorly, and you know, even if there's some benefit of sorafenib, and a median survival of 4.5 months suggests that it can't be that big a benefit. Now, that said, the Child PUB population actually is a spectrum in and of itself, with you know, scores of 7, 8, and 9 on the Child PUB scale. And really, the 7s behave much differently than the 9s in terms of how high are their bilirubins, how much ascites do they have, how sick are they, and probably have individually different prognoses. So I don't tend to exclude patients from getting sorafenib just for being Child B, but if a patient's a B9, I'm much more likely to tell them that I think the chance of them benefiting from the drug in terms of survival is very low compared to, a B7.
Tony, what about the issue of dose of sorafenib? This was mentioned already, and there are, again, a lot of questions about this. How do you approach it? How do you approach it in the older patient? If you are going to treat a Child PUB, do you change the dose?
So the dose in Child's PUB, if we look actually at, there was a liver dysfunction study, CLGB study actually, that looked at various degrees of liver dysfunction. And it is obvious that with more liver dysfunction, which is essentially what Child's PUB measures, you'd probably be better off starting at a lower dose. Although this was not clearly the experience in Gideon, it seems that most patients started at the regular dose. In actual practice, it's an incredibly tough drug to give for this patient population. And for those specific patients, at least the Child's PUB 7 and 8, Child's PUB 9, actually B9, I treat like Child's PUB C, which means they get no treatment. But for the 7 and 8, I tend to start with a lower dose, 400 milligrams. In fact, for some of the Child's PUB 8 patients, even 200 milligrams a day, and consider escalating if they tolerate the dose well.
So Axel, a question from an oncologist. 56-year-old man with hepatitis C, presents with 3 liver lesions in the right lobe of the liver, 1 in the left lobe, alpha fetoprotein protein of 4,500. Does the patient require a biopsy prior to initiating treatment?
AFP of 4,500?
Yes.
No. Does not require a biopsy before treatment.
Charlie?
You know, I prefer to get pathology because as well, we have clinical trials that require it. So at our center, whenever possible, we get path.
Another question about HCC, and actually, I think there was a presentation at ASCO on this. Do you use prophylactic creams such as urea-based cream to prevent or treat hand, foot, skin reaction associated with sorafenib?
Bert? Yeah, you know, we use it for patients who get hand-foot syndrome. I think you do have a group of patients who are never going to get hand-foot syndrome, so asking them to do things to me seems unnecessary, especially because hand-foot syndrome is, you know, while it's a very annoying complication, it's not a particularly dangerous one. So I've tended not to prophylax, but, you know, we give patients a lot of instructions when they start sorafenib in terms of, you know, avoiding pressure points on their feet, you know, managing calluses in advance, because those tend to be areas where people have problems with sorafenib. Early use of urea cream if they start to develop hand-foot syndrome. So, you know, there's sort of a whole list of instructions that people walk out with when they get a prescription.
So, Alan, do you use the combination of doxorubicin and sorafenib?
On study, we do. So there's CLGB 80802, which is randomizing patients to sorafenib versus doxorafenib. That's accrued about 120 of patients on the way to an interim analysis. That's actually the phase 2 data supporting that is very powerful, albeit still a phase 2 that needs to be verified. So we don't use it off study, but we do participate in that study. I think sorafenib is a very difficult drug to use, and one of the problems, again, as we're alluding to, is dosing it is really a guesswork because it does have a lot of toxicity. I think as oncologists, where you can't tell if a patient's benefiting, you don't see tumor shrinkage, and these patients often are ill from their liver disease as well, it's exceedingly challenging to figure out whether you're helping them or not with sorafenib.